Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, August 24th. Happy Saturday! I hope you're having a wonderful day and I'm so proud of you that you have chosen to be in God's Word today. We are in a section of Scripture where we're dipping our toe into the stories of the life and teaching of Jesus. And today we'll hear three parables of Jesus. Jesus told parables, they're earthly stories with a heavenly meaning to help us think about, contemplate what it might mean to follow him. The first parable that we read today is the parable of the lost sheep. I'm reading in the New International Version. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. The parable of the lost coin. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The parable of the lost son. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him into the fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death? I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him, 'What is going on?' 'Your brother has come,' he replied, 'and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.' The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him?" "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. In today's passage, there are three parables about three lost things. Can you think of what they are? The lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. In Tim Keller's book, Prodigal God, he reminds us that the story of the prodigal son is not just about the younger son, it's also about the older son. The older son, while duty bound, does not do the right things for the right reasons. This book explores the lostness of both brothers in the heart of God that is revealed towards both of them. It's a challenge against self-righteousness and religious moralism. It's something that we all need to think about, because we find ourselves in the boat with one of the brothers from time to time. We are all prodigals. This passage is dear to my heart because my brother has written a song about it called The Prodigal Son. You may know a little snippet of my story, but if you do not, my older brother fell into a life of addiction when he was in college, and he progressively led a life that was guided by that addiction, and he was eventually incarcerated. He served over 10 years in prison, and this was a very difficult time for our family. But during that season, we saw the Lord's hand at work. The Lord helped my brother realize that, like the prodigal son, he was not living a life that he had hoped to live, and he surrendered himself to Jesus, and he began working for the kingdom of God. And so while he was incarcerated, he was the chaplain's assistant and the choir and band leader at the facilities where he served. And now that he has been released, he continues to minister through song. And he wrote this song called The Prodigal Son. And as we end the podcast today, I want to share it with you. As I think about this parable, and as I think about my brother's story, I'm reminded that we are all prodigals. If it were not for God's freeing, redemptive grace in Jesus, we would all be shackled by the sin that seeks to devour us. But as my favorite psalm, Psalm 130, reminds us that with the Lord there is forgiveness, and He does not keep a record of our sins. Moreover, we can put our hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with Him is full redemption. I hope you have a wonderful Saturday, and I hope that you enjoy this song. You give.
Returning home.